So now we begin with at the bottom of 62b, that is Samach Bet, Amud Bet, and we are busy trying to understand the words of the Mishnah. We had Rabbah, which was ultimately rejected, and then we had Abaya, who Rava came along and poked holes in, and now we come along with Rava's explanation, which we will see is correct. Amar Rava. Last line there, key, Shekivna Rabbi Yoshaya, Nafik Levati. When I die, Rabbi Yoshaya is going to come out to greet me from Shamayim Dimitratza Madnitin Kavata, because I resolved the Mishnah like him. Okay, as we're going to see now. Tatani Rav Hoshaya, because Rav Hoshaya says, Harei Shaya, Noseh B'Chavei Romani, because if a person was owed 100 dinars by someone else, V'Halach V'Amad Agrono, and then he goes to that person's granny, V'Amalo, Tani Mo'otai, Shani Rotel, Kach Me'em Chitin, says, give me my money, because I want to buy wheat with it. Amalo, Chitin, Yeshli, don't worry about it. He says, I've got wheat that I can give you. Shani Noten Lach, I've got wheat in my granny, I'm going to go along and give me. Tzei Vasan, Alai, Kushar, Shelachshav, go along and let's work out a market price over there, and I'll give you an equivalent amount of wheat. Higiazman, Chitin Mekor, when the time to sell the wheat arrives. Amalo, Tani Chitin, he says, give me my wheat. Shinrotina, Mochran, Velikach Beinyan, because what I want to go do is go along and sell the wheat and buy some wine. Amalo, listen, don't worry about it. Yeshli Yan, I've got wine for you as well. Shani Notain Lacha, I'll give you wine as well. Tzei Basan, Alai, Kushar Shelachshav, go along and work out how much wine you need for this loan. Yezman Dian Limkor. Now then the time came for the guy to get the wine. Amalo Tanli Yaini Shinirote Limkoro Natain Bosh Likach Boshemin. So I'll give me my wine, I want to go sell it and buy some oil with it. And the guy says, listen, I've got that as well for you. It says Amalo Shemin Yeshli Shani Natain Nacha. Don't worry about it. I'll convert this loan from wheat to wine now to oil. Go along and work out the market price now. Kulam imiyesh lo mutar. So in all of those cases, it's no problem if the guy has it in stock. As we explained yesterday, if a guy's got it in stock, he's able to go along and it's and designate it like ring fence it almost, and say this is belonging to that person, and therefore he hasn't done a physical taking of it, but it's ring fenced, and therefore it's as if it's his. And once it's his, any increase or decrease in price goes along with him. We worried about an increase because of interest, but that's it. It's essentially given to him, and that's it. So if he has it, it's mutar. Ain lo asur. If he doesn't have it, then it is asur. Okay, because then if the price goes up, it's like he's giving him more value for extending the loan in the first place, and that's why asur. And my lakach, what does it mean? He acquired it. It means lakach ba'alvato. He acquires it for his loan. All right. So now, once we have established that as the explanation for the Mishnah, Amar Rava. Rava says, Shema Mina, Midrav Oshaya Tzlat. We can learn three things from the Brata that Rabbi Oshaya taught. First thing that we learn, Shema Mina, Ma'amadim Milve Al Gabe Peirot. What you can do is that you can have a loan, a money loan, and then you can swap it onto different types of produce. You can pay them in produce over a period of time based on the course of the year, and we don't say velo amrinan lo isaro habali adohu. We don't say that it's the isar has not come into his hand. That was Rav Chia said on yesterday's daf. He said that it's not, if there's no money changing hands, it is forbidden. Here we say no, it does work out as in the previous thing, because he owns the produce right now, he's able to say it. So it doesn't make a difference what if the price goes up. In the interim, it's as if he's virtually given him this produce, and therefore the fact that there's no money transfer exactly at the time is no problem. Second thing, Ushmaimina, Hudi Yeshlo, the fact is that he has to has to have the produce in his possession. Okay, so you can't do it without it, because otherwise it's like a loan, a proper loan, and the price starts fluctuating. So if it increases, it would be like interest. Then you would run into these problems. It's a Rabbi Yana. We agree with Rav Yana. What does that last statement mean? Damar Rav Yana, Mali Hain, Mali Demayin. He says, what's the difference if he talks about the produce? What's the difference if he talks about the value of the produce? What we're saying is, the monetary value of the produce doesn't make a difference. He gives him back cash, or he gives him an equivalent amount of produce. You are allowed to swap between those two. You can take the value in money instead of taking the actual produce. We can swap between those two without any concern. All right, however, Rav Yana's statement is disputed. De'itmar, Rav Amar, because Rav said, it says, Osem Amana Beperot, what you can do is make this discussion about trust, literally, an agreement of trust with produce. In other words, you can give money and say you're going to get produce back later, but it says v'ain osin amana v'damim, but you can't make with regard to money. You're not allowed to lend money and get back produce in a later date, because what happens is we are worried that the produce is going to increase. However, Rav Yana Amar, no, Mali Hain, Mali Domain, that's exactly what we proved up ahead. We say, what's the difference? You can swap money to produce, produce to money, is no concern, says Rabbi Yana. So we say, we rule like Rabbi Yana as well, and that's it. So therefore, that's it. There is a machloket, the Rashban and Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Shulchan Aruch about this, whether we do follow that or don't follow that. But anyway, that is that. However, today we challenge what Rav said from that brata that we learned above. Im yesh lo mutar, if the guy has, in all of those cases where it was the wheat, then the wine, and then the oil, then if he has the items in his possession, then he can. It's mutar, even though seemingly you're paying with something else. Rav Huna would answer in the name of Rav, or Rav Huna said that Rav would say no. Mashach. He'd already pulled it towards him. He did mashicha on it, so he'd acquired that the produce itself. He'd performed an act of acquisition. The Gemara says, mashach, okay, trichin amaymar. Obviously, if the guy pulled the produce towards him, he's done a full acquisition on it, and then there's no question. We know what's there to talk about, because it's a full acquisition. Elak gon she chayed lo keren zavit. Okay, so no. What does it mean? He pulled it towards him. No, it means he designated a specific corner for that for the lender in which to put that produce. Okay, so it's not only that the guy has the produce, but the guy has designated an area for the produce to be. So then, even in that situation, Rav would say it's as if it is that person's, and then there's no problem with it. All right, Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, who does this follow? High money, Rabbi Yehuda. We say if the produce is the person has the lender has the produce in his possession, then it's as if there's no issue with it. Shmuel said, who does this go? Because Shmuel said so. We'd given one answer. We'd said, you know, Rava had given a specific answer. He said that we'd given the person has done mashicha on the produce. Now Shmuel gives another answer, and this is something we also alluded to yesterday as well. Shmuel Amar Hamani Rabbi Hudahi. He says this: if the brata has the produce, it is like Rabbi Huda. Da'amat sadechad beribit mutar. All right, we mentioned this yesterday as well. If there's one side of a transaction. There are two ways a transaction can go, and only one side of them would have a potential interest. We'll explain it via an example in a second. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, at the time of the loan, it's not definite that there is going to be interest. It could go one of two ways. On the one way, there is interest. On the other way, there is no interest. He says, listen, because it's not pre-arranged and pre-configured that there would be interest, he says, even if there ultimately does, there is a seemingly rabbinical interest problem, okay, we still are allowed to do that. Okay, so we stress the rabbinical interest problem over here. All right, so let's give an example to concretize that. Tanya. As we learned in the Rata, what happens if you owed 100 dinars by another? And the guy said, listen, you owe me 100. What I'm going to do, the lender says, I want some security. So the borrower says, no problem, take my field. Here's my field, I'll sell you my field. All right? And that's it. If I don't pay back the loan, you can keep my field. So here's my field. All right? So you give me a loan of 100, I've got the field worth 100 now as well. It's if you sold him the field. So now, the question is, in the interim, who eats the fruit of this? Okay? Because what we're saying is the borrower has got to eat the fruit of the field until the debt is repaid, because we assume that he is going to repay the debt and the field remains his. So the borrower has to take the fruit in the field, right? So the borrower is given his field over as collateral, but he eats the fruit because the field is ultimately his. Mutar, that is mutar. Lokal chal pirot asher. If the lender would eat the fruit. Yes, it's like considered interest, because ultimately what's happening, there was a loan, and now the lender is getting more for the loan by eating the fruit. He's getting more because he's taken the borrower's field as collateral. So if he eats the fruit, then he's getting more on the loan. And that's exactly what interest would be. So that is asur. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, listen, af bizman shelokeh chol peirot mutar. No, even in that situation, it would be mutar. It would be fine. Why? Because there are two different ways. Either the guy's going to pay back the loan and he's going to get his field back. Then he should have kept the lender, should have eaten the fruit. Or he's not going to pay back his loan. He's going to default on his loan. The sale of the collateral is going to be taken, and it's got retroactive to that day number one. And what's going to happen? The borrower is going to pay back the loan. The borrower pays back the loan. Then he would have, he gets his field back, and he would have eaten the fruit the whole time. But if the borrower defaults, the lender has taken possession of that field from day one, and therefore it's his field, and he should be eating the fruit. From that, and
that's
so it's all deribit to Rabbanan. What we're saying is, yes, exactly, the pre-arranged interest. So now, that's the question. There are two ways which can go. Either the guy defaults, in which case there's no ribbit, even if the lender eats the fruit. Okay, and the other way of looking at it is if the lender doesn't eat the fruit, the borrower eats the fruit. If the borrower, if the lender did eat the fruits and the borrower does pay back the loan, then there's a ribbit issue, because the lender has got more in terms of the fruit over the course of the loan. So there are two sides, and Rabbi Yehuda says, even if there's only one side, tzadik had beribbit, he says it's fine. Okay, it would be permitted. All right, so that is that. Now, do we agree with the tzadik had beribbit story? Amalehen, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says to the rabbis, Mase b'batus ben zunin. There was a case with a person called Batus ben zunin, and you know, so. So Bartos ben Zunin, so what happened with him? He came along and he did this sale of his field and he followed the Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. And it says, and it was the buyer that ate the produce. The buyer stroke lender ate the produce. So surely this is allowed. Surely we follow, my way of saying it. And the Gemara says, listen, Misham Raya, you got the story wrong. You can't bring a proof from there. Mochal Echa Peirotaya Velo Lokach. No, it was the seller, i.e., the borrower that actually ate the produce and not the lender. Okay, so therefore you can't prove anything from there. All right, so now, my benai, really, what is the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Huda? And Amar Abaya says, Sadechad beribit ikibenai. Obviously, if only one side is interest, that would be fine. According to Rabbi Huda, obviously, if we're not sure which way the transaction is going to eventuate, and there's interest on the one side, not interest on the other side, that's fine. That's the simple understanding as we've understood it. Rav Amar, no. The question is, ribet amanat lahachzir ikabanai. No, the difference is interest on the condition that's given back. So it's not that Rabbi Huda would allow the borrower. Let's say the loan gets paid back, okay, and the borrower has eaten the produce. Rabbi Huda said, according to the first opinion, a buyer's opinion, the borrower can keep that fruit that he ate. He doesn't have to repay back the fruit because there was only one side of ribet. And you could justify that the field was his at the time. There was only one side. Yes, it looks like it's ribet, but because it's only rabbinical, then it's fine. You can keep it, okay? As opposed to Rava, ribet amanat laksir ikabanai. No, the difference is Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if it turns out that the borrower does not default, he pays back his loan, i.e., he gets back his field, that any produce that he'd eaten in the meantime, he has to return. Okay, so any interest in inverted commas that he took by eating the fruit, he has to go along and return. So ultimately, if he goes along and repays it, what have we got here? We've got interest that has been charged in inverted commas by him eating the fruit, and he has to go along and pay it back. And that's it. So if he has to pay it back, and he does it. So the question is that, are you allowed to do that? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, he'd have to do that. Tanakama says no. It's like taking. Well, according to the second version of Rabbi Yehuda, yes, he would have to give it back. According to the first version, seemingly, Abaya's view.
Any issue if he gives the money back, the fruit back?
No, no, no.
You see, you've got to give it back.
Yes, so, but that was a question. That was what we saw the other day when we said, you know, what's the difference between ribet and Gezel and Onah, etc. So is ribet like Gezel or not like Gezel? And we say we had that whole dispute about that. Do you have to give interest back? Don't you have to give interest back? That was the beginning of yesterday's daf. All right, so Amar Rava, Hashad Amar Rav Yanai, the fact that Rav Yanai says this, Mali, Mane, Mali, sorry, Mali Hain, Mali Domain. What's the difference if it's produce to me? What's the difference if it is the value of the produce? Amrinan, Mali Domain, Mali Hain. What's the difference to me? Nami Amrinan. So what's the difference? You know, it doesn't, what's the difference if you return back the money or the produce? We can also say, what's the difference if you return back the value, the produce versus the money? You can also say vice versa. What's the difference if you got the value or the produce, etc.? Nami amen puskin ashar shibashuk, and therefore you can set a price at the market rate. FLP shainlo. Now we get in. So he says once you can say that, he says that was the second condition that we said. Either one of two conditions could apply, and the loan would still be allowed. Why? What is that? The first opinion was that if you've got the product in stock, okay, so it's like virtually designated. The other one is, no, you can go out into the marketplace and there's a set price. If you can go out into the marketplace and get a set price, if you wanted to, You could go and take the money that you've received and lock in that price at the market price. You could go along and buy it there. So then, if it increases, it just it's as if you've already done it, and therefore any increase in value would be fine. So if you, we look at it as if you went ahead, as if you've actually bought it, and therefore have got it in your possession, and you can come along and give it to a later stage, with as long as there is a market price. Eitvei Rav Papa la Rav Huna, Breida Rav Yeshua. But now, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, objected to what Rava said, just said now. And he says, Kulam, im yesh lo mutar, im ein lo asur. Surely the Brata says, if he has the items in his possession, then it works. If he doesn't, then it's asur. Surely what we should have said is, you know, that in this situation, you know, even if there is a market for this, then you should have got it. So Amrilai, Hatamava, Haki Zvini. No, there is a difference over here. What's the difference? The difference is where one is a loan, okay, and one is an actual sale. Raviana was dealing with an actual sale without any loan at all, and then there's no interest involved. As opposed to the Tana is talking about a loan, and therefore maybe we would be stricter when it comes to a loan. Right, so now Rava, Rav Yosef, Amatavar. Now Rava and Rav Yosef both say, Ma Tama, Amir Rabbanan, Poskin Alashar, Shibashuk Afopi Shaino. What is the reason that you can set a say that is a market rate, a market price, and you can do so even though you haven't got the produce with you? We'd explained it like you could go out and buy it, that's it, but yeah. But according to Amalai, here's another reason. Shaklin and Tuvaka Pashadira Ichizra. Basically, the guy says, listen, any favors you're doing for me, I can throw it down on the thorns. He says, I'm getting no benefit from it. He says, my Hanitli. So, you know, what's the, how have you helped me? It says, listen, E. Havilai Zuzai, Biadi, Havilai Mazivna, Bihini Vashili, Bazola. You know, if I had the money in my hands, I'd go buy the produce myself in Hini and Shili, okay, which is close by at a cheap rate. The fact is that I'm buying this. The fact that you can go along and buy it in the marketplace, there's no benefit to me. In other words, the guy said, listen, if I had the money, I could do it myself. The fact that you're doing it for me and then the price increases later, really, it doesn't make a difference. You know, if I had the money now, I would do it. So you're helping me a little bit, but if I had the money, I would do it myself. I would have got the best for myself. Amalei Abaye, L'Rav Yosef. Abaye says, listen, so even though both Rav Yosef and Rabbah both said this, Abaye challenges him. He says, listen, what I could say, Ele miyata muta lavot seya b'seya. Surely what I should do is lend one seya of produce and then give back a seya of produce at a later stage. Again, Mishum de Matila Amalei, he could turn around and say, Shukshlina tuvateich, any favor that you've done for me is thrown on the thorns. In other words, you haven't really done anything helpful for me. To Amalei, Echiti, the Kadki, Achalba, right? Is the wheat going to burn in my, in my warehouse? You know, what does that mean? That's it. In other words, you know, if it was with me, if I would have had the money, I would have got the wheat myself, and the increase in wheat would have been in my position anyway. So in other words, the same kind of idea. You haven't done anything for me. So why do we say that a seya b'seya is no good, except for certain conditions, which we'll expand upon later in our chapter. It's Amalei. No, listen. Chiti begadach. Is it Amalei? Hatam b'halva hacha zvini. Again, he makes a distinction. The difference is one is with a loan, say a sale loan, and therefore there could be an interest, as opposed to one was a sale. All right, Amalei Rav Adaba Hava Rava. So Rav Adaba Hava says to Rava, Avahai by an emetiv zuzay lesafsarai. What about, you know, so surely there are other costs. If you would go along and have to buy it at another place, you would have to go give extra money to someone, a salesman, a broker, etc., and therefore you do benefit slightly from that. Amalei, ya, dekai yavle nami. Yes, you know, so it's yeah, it could be where the guy said, listen, I'll sell it to you, including the broker's fee. And also, Rav Ashi Amar, Zuzay de Anshe, you avde lay safsarata. So, you know, there's no need to do that. If you've got a lot of produce, people come to you. You don't need to go to them. All right, so now, Rav Yosef de Amar Tavai. So, Rav and Rav Yosef both say, hi, man. Diav Zuzay, I try to Harifa Tariq La Khazurai Levay Diane. So what happens is if a person comes along and you give money up front to buy something at literally the sharp price and higher price straight after the harvest, so it's not a truly market related price, what you have to do is pitch up at the actual granary at when the person does it. Lamai, for what reason do you have to go there? If you come along and you acquire it, Hilo or Kano, being there, just being there, doesn't acquire it. He has to do pull it towards him. If it is just to say, listen, I'm going to accept a mishapara, if you renege on the deal, that curse that we saw last chapter, that if you don't stand by your word, milo mechaze nami mekabe lai mishapara, surely, you know, even if the buyer doesn't come there at that time, he is liable for mishapara. Anyone who reneges after money has been paid, then he is liable for the meat shepara. Right, so it actually doesn't make a difference if the person is there or not. Once he has paid the money, the fact is he gets the meat shepara. So it's obviously not for that reason that he's going there. Yeah, because there's no acquisition and it's not for Misha Para, so therefore Olam the Klubada Misha Para. No, actually what it is to get the Misha Para. Harifa, and the reason is if you give money it, at a very early stage, at the very early stage of the market, it says Levay trade Tlasa Yaev. What happens is these typical people, this guy has got a lot of interest, he's got a different from two or three different sellers in order to make sure that he gets some type of profit. So therefore what that is he kind of spreads it around, so he's keeping his options open, and he's going to see who gives him the better price. And therefore, therefore, if he comes along and he presents himself to the seller when he's threshing his product produce, the seller samchadate, the seller relies on him, and therefore he says, "Listen, I'm sure that this guy's serious, and therefore is going to the transaction is going to proceed. And if it doesn't, then that is why he gets a misha para. Ilo amalei, and if not, if the buyer doesn't come along to the seller when the time he's threshing his produce, amalei, the seller says, "Listen, Amina, Ashkachata Tapere, De Shapiri Mine, Vashaka." No, he said, "Listen, you must have found better produce than mine," and that's what he took. So really, therefore, what we see in this situation, he's unaware that it's going to be completed, he's going to change his mind, and that's why he's going to sell it to someone else. All right, so now Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi says, "Listen, Hashta, Damati Mishum, De Samcha Data." The fact is that this is done as a result of the fact that he relies on him. It says Afilu Ashkakai Bashuka, he doesn't have to go to the actual marketplace. Because you're saying it applies, he doesn't have to go to the granary as well to make sure that he's deaf shirt about the transaction. Afilu Ashkakai Bashuka, even if he finds him in the actual marketplace and he says Amrelay, he says, "Listen, I'm definitely going to continue with this transaction," Samkadaita, the seller is definitely going to rely on him over there. Okay, and that really finishes off that piece to explain that, and it's also a good place to stop because tomorrow we get into the discussion about Rav Nachman, where he gives the main principle really with regard to the halakha of interest. He said any time you get any benefits for waiting for money, he says that ultimately is that. Okay, so we'll see that and more tomorrow when we discuss further things of interest. Everyone should have a great day.